Welcome to the Depth Chart Podcast. My name is Freddie Maggard. I'm joined by Nick Roush in Louisville. Nick, I think we both have Jaguars gear on today.
We do. I'm rocking my Josh Allen 41 jersey.
Yeah, and I got my hat. So we're ready, man.
We're
We're ready
jagging
for
off.
we're ready for who they play, the Chargers today.
Yeah, that's not ideal. But hey, they got a win last week.
Yeah,
In the
Herbert may not.
AFC South is just, I mean, it's worse than ACC football right now. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, Herbert may not play, so that could be good for us.
Okay.
I woke up, Nick, with my shoulder hurting as bad as it's hurt in forever. I rubbed some Port Royal.
Oh, this stuff, the Port Royal
Yes.
plants, the balm. It is
Yes.
it's muscle and joint balm, and I tell you
Yes.
what, it like
It
I'm
helped.
I'm it's big for me from my lower back. I'm more of a like you sleep on it funky kind of deal.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm a big fan all around. I'm actually going to put some on my foot right now. I just like getting old, Freddie, means you just walk around and stuff just starts hurting.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at right now. And you should fix yourself up too. Go to PortRoyalPlants.com. They're Kentucky proud CBD product made right here in Henry County, all organic. It's outstanding stuff between the balm. The bug spray. They also got Freddie. I know you're a big bath guy. They've got Epsom
Already used
salt.
twice already. Yes.
Love it.
Yes,
Love it.
already.
So visit PortRoyalPlants.com. They're proud sponsors of the Depth Chart Podcast. Check them out today.
Yeah, Nick. So I'm going to start this podcast off with a quote from Mark Stoops that I think best sums up this team. After the game, and I paraphrase, he said, "You got to be who you are." And right now, Kentucky is a is an offense with an NFL quarterback, a first rounder who is playing as good as anybody I've seen play that position in Lexington in a long time, and some explosive play receipt pass catchers. Last night, Kentucky receivers averaged 20 yards a catch. Touchdowns of what, 49, 70, and 40, 69, and 70 yard touchdown passes. I think we have been spoiled for so long. And not spoiled, but
Right.
we've grown accustomed to Kentucky just playing bully ball and beating people up on the line of scrimmage and running the football. Now that may return next week with Chris Rodriguez coming back against Ole Miss. But at the end of the day, Kentucky's 4-0 without Rodriguez. That's a best case scenario. And I know there was some doom and gloom last night, but listen, there's so much to like and appreciate about this football team. Defensively, didn't have their best outing of the season, and that was expected. I actually thought, this defense can't play at this level every game, and had somewhat of a not a rough outing, but not the dominating performances that we've seen. But then offensively, may not get there the same way. But 31 points, that's what Kentucky was averaging going into the game, and those explosives. I mean, they got some dudes at receiver, man. Tavion Robinson is a dude. Berrion Brown, a dude. Dane Key, a dude. So it may look different, and it may feel different, and I think that's causing some of the angst. But Mark Stoops said it. You got to be who you are, and right now, Kentucky is a pass-first team with an NFL quarterback and doing pretty good at it, right? Offensively.
It's just funny too, Freddie, how long we spent wanting more explosive plays and then
We go back to where's the running game?
it's so funny, but and Stoops joked about it.
Yeah.
He dropped a curse word. It was funny, but he's right though. Like Kentucky's, they're not a team that's just dominating people up front. Instead, they're a team where third and long is where all the big plays came, right? And
Yeah,
that's
right.
what I thought was most important there is third and eight, third and 12, third and 10. That's when Kentucky got its big long touchdowns. And the thing was too, Freddie, is it wasn't like some guy was just falling down either, right?
Right,
Like,
right.
they were hitting players and guys were making men miss. Now, Berrion Brown is just faster than everybody. If he gets an edge,
He's
like they're
gone. Yeah.
but I mean, for the most part, it's just good execution. And the thing was too, it's just such a departure from the norm where it used to be you were such an efficient, regular in and out offense. You couldn't afford to get behind the chains. Now Kentucky's getting behind the chains all the time and they're just making up for it with big plays.
It just feels different. And I think that's what, you know, even causing me, everybody to think, okay, there's something going on here. But when in fact, it's just different. You know, it feels different. It looks different. Kentucky last night against Northern Illinois, 12 yards per pass attempt.
That's
I
really
mean,
good.
if you
That's
think
really
back,
good.
you know, 4 or 5 years, Nick, that was good to see north of five, right?
Oh
I mean,
yeah,
it was
and
a
it
good
was
game if you got north of five. And you know, you're averaging 12 yards to 17 yards per catch. I mean, that's an explosive offense. Kentucky right now, I
what
mean,
Levis
just
ranks in ninth nationally in yards per attempt.
48 passes of 10 plus yards, 16 passes of 20 plus, 8 of 30 plus, 7 of 40 plus. So this is an explosive offense through the air. Now, like again, it's a feel thing. It's a vibe, right? Towards the end of the game, you know, when Kentucky just needed to run, you know, control the clock, just finish this thing out, couldn't do it. And it was a game of, especially in the first half, of limited possessions. Kentucky had four offensive possessions. I thought the last drive was
I mean,
aggravating. I mean,
both really, it was just 2 minute offense total, right? Because you had first you have the Upshaw drop, which Stoops, I thought Stoops might commit a homicide on the sideline. He tore into Keaton Upshaw so much. And then Smoke fumbles it. I mean, they could have and should have gone up 21-7 or at least 14-7 instead it's a tie game at half. And then they gave up what 10 points in the final 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. And a lot of it came down to being a little aggressive, maybe more aggressive than they should have been, and trying to just get a sack to end the game. I mean, they nailed the quarterback, but he delivered, wouldn't it be in like a 68-yard gain or something? And then there was a crap holding call, Freddie, on the fourth and goal on Zion
It
Childress. The
was.
dude fell down and the ref was blocked by it and he just called a hold. That was a bad call. That should have kept seven off the scoreboard. It would have made, I think, at least a few wagers more happy. But nevertheless, Kentucky got out of there with the win. And Freddie, I really got this. You really got the feeling, too, that to your point, Kentucky's 4-0 with Chris Rodriguez. Last night was just like, all right, let's get
Get
over
through
this.
it.
Let's get into the, because you can do the we're going to work on ourselves against subpar teams for only so long before you just want to play somebody good. And they've only had that once. They got up for it. Now it's like, all right, finally we can get ready for a game where mentally, like Freddie, as much as you can say it, you know that the guys, like in between the years, it's just so much easier to get up for Ole Miss instead of Northern Illinois. It just is.
And Northern Illinois is a good team, right? I mean, they're a really good MAC team. So, and we've seen MAC teams upset programs all over the country. So, I mean, again, you get the win, you get Rodriguez back. The season starts in Oxford. Let's just be honest about it. You know, but you're 4-0 without your best offensive, well, your second best offensive player, which, you know, with these receivers, it's a little bit arguable. But yeah, getting Rodriguez back. 406 total yards. Kentucky averaged on nearly 7 yards per play. I like the fact that the Cats were more efficient on third down. And like you said earlier, Nick, a lot of those third down conversions were explosive pass plays. 10 out of 16, 63, you know, 63 or 60%. And what that did is it brings Kentucky's average from 38 to 45 on the season. That was a number I was looking for. Give up five sacks, man. Some of those were on Levis. I mean, I'm just gonna. I mean, a couple of those were on
Yeah.
Levis.
His feel sometimes is just a little.
The clock is something he's got to work on, the internal clock. And then the tackle was beat 1-on-1 on a sack. Six more tackles for loss. Right now, Kentucky's last in the SEC in sacks allowed. That's something that's gotta be better. But again, Will Levis, 18 to 26. He had some drops in there and throwaways. I thought he was efficient. I thought he was explosive. And we just got to get used to the fact that we got a pro quarterback. And that's, you know, like Mark Stoops said, you got to be who you are. And I think that's who Kentucky is right now offensively.
They're riding the hot hand. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
But first, I got an issue apology to our listeners and our viewers. I'm sorry, everybody. We messed up. Y'all could have been saving 10% at KLW Handmade Belts by using the promo code Depth Chart, and we just haven't been telling you about it. We really screwed the pooch up here. So on behalf of everybody, like, we messed up because these belts are outstanding. They're amazing. Just high quality, right? It's a local company, all USA source leather. Shipping is also always free. Visit KLW Belts to check out all of their genuine leather, no synthetic products, or you can feel free to call them at 859-509-7816. That's 859-509-7816. KLWBelts.com. Use that promo code. I don't know how I'm so excited about the belts, I forgot how to talk. Promo code Depth Chart is to get 10% off your order. And Freddie, I can't get enough of their products. It's high quality. Yeah. And I usually am a cheapo, and I can't believe I've gone this long without genuine handmade leather right here in the state of Kentucky. So check them out, klwbelts.com.
And you had a nice present for you yesterday at the office I left you, right?
I did. And my keys are downstairs, but I got a cool keychain with my name on it. And my dad used to have one when I was a kid. So it made me feel like a grown up, you know?
Yeah. You know who's got one on the way on Monday?
Who?
Tyler Thompson. Nice. She loves it. And she ordered one that just says TTT on it.
I like it.
Hers is shipping out on Monday.
I like it. Free shipping.
Free shipping. 10% off with the promo code Depth Chart or mention this podcast, and you're good to go.
My question for you, though, Freddie, was did you like the fourth down call on that first drive by Kentucky to go for it on their own, I want to say like 36 or something like that?
I did.
It was a little risky.
It was risky, and it was non-Stoops-like, but that – Northern Illinois defense was the weakness of the team, right? I mean, I think at that point possessions were so few that you need to extend drives, and Kentucky did that defensively. Nick, it was an okay performance. I think the points a little bit misleading because the middle eight fumble there by Smoke. I mean, you can't do that, and that's a situational issue. If you when you're in a pure two minute drive situation, and you're in the middle of the field, and you're obviously getting ready to get tackled, you go to the ground, as quickly as possible. You don't even take the risk of fumble. You go to the ground once you're hit, get the ball set, and live to snap the football again. That's a situational issue that I'm sure Stoops was frustrated with as well. 327 total yards Kentucky held. Northern Illinois. Surprising fact was 199 passing yards. Kentucky was one of the best pass defenses, still probably is one of the better pass defenses in the country. Almost 200 yards through the air, a couple of those on explosive plays. I'm sure Brad White's got a lot to clean up, but I think that's a good thing because you, me, everybody else was talking about how great this defense was and is. And I think he's going to have a good week of practice because they got humbled a little bit against Northern Illinois. And they're fixing to face one of the best play callers in all of college football in Lane Kiffin. So I think it was a good situation for the defense to be in and go through this week before they start SEC play.
Yeah, and it's going to be a different type of team too. I did find it amusing that Tulsa and Northern Illinois, they played each other 2 weeks ago. Tulsa won on basically a last-minute field goal, right? It was a toss-up game. They each played Kentucky and Ole Miss, right? Next week's opponents, both of them had it as an 8-point game. Tulsa, I think, kept it – like, it was a little bit different where Kentucky got up 17 and kind of let him back in late. Tulsa, I think, kept it closer a little bit longer. But both of them also were playing backup quarterbacks, right? Tulsa's got hurt. So, it's funny how things work. And I do – as much as, you know, we're going to spend the week, whether it's on the KSR football podcast or you know, 11 personnel, or you're on the Leach Report on Monday mornings. Like, there's going to be a lot of nitpicking away, but there is just like an element of, you know, it could be a lot worse out there. You know, I mean, Miami just got housed by Middle Tennessee at home.
Love it.
That was just pure comedy.
Yeah. Tulane beat Kansas State at home. So, I mean, these games happen, man. I think the most important thing for me out of the game, Robinson, 7 catches, 147 yards. Brown, 4 for 102. These dudes can explode. These dudes can get massive plays. And Kentucky's 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
And get Chris Rodriguez back. Man. I mean, that's
getting Chris Rodriguez back. He's back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, listen, Nick, I appreciate you coming on Sunday, man. I know you got to run. I know this is a short version of the Depth Chart podcast, but we had some technical issues that we had to work through. And we hope that you'll download this podcast and go to our YouTube page. And we appreciate you listening. And I want to finish it up with this, Nick. Go back to it. Mark Stoops says you got to be who you are. And right now, Kentucky is a pass-first offense with an NFL quarterback and a bunch of dudes that can go get the football and get in the end zone. And that's what we're going to see. And now we get Chris Rodriguez back. I think that's a game changer going forward. The season starts in Oxford on Saturday.
Love it. Can't wait. We're going to be talking about that game all week. Highly anticipated matchup. But until then, thanks, everybody.
Thank y'all. Have a good Sunday.